Last week, voters elected West Michigan attorney Elizabeth Welch to the Michigan Supreme Court. They also re-elected Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick. Both were Democratic Party nominees, and in the new term, the court will flip to a majority of justices supported by Democrats, and the court will also have more women than men. Joining me now is Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick. Nice to talk to you again. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Justices are listed as nonpartisan on the ballot, and you've said before that you believe it's critical to take a nonpartisan approach to the court's work. But still, the election does mark a shift, at least in the mind of the voters. What effect do you expect that change in the majority to have, if any?
I expect it not to have any change because, like I've said many times, even though we are nominated by political parties, we run on the nonpartisan section of the ballot. The oath we take is to the constitutions and to the law. Elizabeth Welch is a talented, smart, hardworking, energetic lawyer, and I expect her to be a talented, hardworking, smart, energetic justice. So we look forward to having her join us.
Well, to your point, the current court does often deliver unanimous decisions. But in a recent high-profile opinion and ruling related to Governor Whitmer's executive powers, the court split 4-3 down the lines of the justices' party nominations. The four Republican nominees voted unanimously and struck down her authority to extend executive orders. You were on the dissenting side of that argument. If it's not a political divide, that type of ruling feels like a philosophical split, at least. Are there points in that case that speak to larger themes in the approaches of the justices?
The judicial canons don't allow me to comment on the court's decisions. We speak through those decisions. I spoke in that case through my dissent.
When the new term begins next year, there will be four women on the court, including Justices Elizabeth Clement and Megan Kavanaugh. The Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School reports 63% of state Supreme Court justices in the U.S. are men, most of them also white. The first time a female majority happened here in Michigan was 1997, so it's not new, but in what ways do you think it's significant this time around?
I mean, I think it's significant for kids who are growing up and imagining themselves in different kinds of roles. I like to see our institutions of government reflect our communities. Women graduate from law school at a higher rate than men, and yet both in private practice and in government, women are not as often in leadership positions in law. So it is, I think, a pretty nice honor that the Michigan Supreme Court will have a majority women sitting on the court. And on a personal note, it's kind of fun to have three women colleagues. I spend a lot of time with Justices Clement and Justice Kavanaugh, and I expect Justice-elect Welch will enjoy our company as well.
You are one of the hosts of a podcast called Lady Justice, Women of the Court. You co-host it with three justices from other states, and one of the goals is educating the public about state courts. What inspired you to be part of that project?
We actually met each other through Twitter, and we've become friends. And we have done a number of events together, and we thought that the differences in how our courts operate and also the way each of our state courts fits into our state constitutional structure was kind of interesting, right? The public talks all the time about the federal courts, and yet 95% of criminal cases and 95% of civil cases are adjudicated in state courts. Hmm.
You've done a lot of work on criminal justice reform. What are your priorities in that area looking ahead to 2021?
The governor's task force on jail and pretrial incarceration, which I co-chair with the lieutenant governor, has made substantial progress on the recommendations that we delivered to the legislature last January. 14 bills have passed unanimously out of the House and are over at the Senate. The bills that passed unanimously through the House concern decriminalization of a number of traffic offenses, as well as disaggregating the penalty of suspending someone's driver's license for offenses that have nothing to do with driving safety. So the status quo in Michigan right now is you can have your driver's license suspended for failure to pay a fine or a fee or another traffic ticket or child support. And that puts a lot of people into a spiral that makes it impossible for them to ever catch up on those outstanding fines and fees when this is Michigan, after all. We need to drive to work.
Bridget Mary McCormick is the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court and was reelected to a new 8-year term last week. Chief Justice, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.